Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Rabbah by Avram Goldhar and their Masechah Sota Daf Yud Test. The beginning of the third parak, Hayin Notel. The Zichud Masechah Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the third parak begins by describing the offering of the Sota's Mincha. Hayin Notel is Minchas Mitoch Kfifa Mitzvis. The husband would take her Mincha from the basket of palm twigs, Minosan Tok Klisharis, and he places it in the Klisharis, Minosan Yadan, he places it in her hand, Bakon Minich Yadu Metachteo Umanifa. And the Kohen places his hand under hers and waves it with her. He then brings it to the southwest corner of the Mizbech, does kamitza and burns it on the Mizbech, and the remainder is eaten by the Kohanim. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yoshi of his generation, "Do not sit down until you explain this matter to me. Menayim minchas sota shetu'una tenufim. For where do we derive that a minchas sota requires waving?" The Gemara explains he was asking for the source that the owner of the mincha, in this case the woman, must wave in addition to the Kohen taught in the Pasuk. He answered that there's a gezeirah shavah linking sota and shlamim, where it states that certain parts are waved by the owner, teaching that both the owner and the Kohen must wave together, both by minchas sota and shlamim. Point number two, in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said, Hayim mashka v'achakach makri v'smichasa. He would give her the sota waras to drink and afterward offer her mincha. Rabbi Shimon said, makri v'smichasa v'achakach hayim mashka. He would offer her mincha and afterward give her to drink. Still, he said, im hishka v'achakach hikri v'smichasa kasher. If he gave her to drink and then offered her mincha, it is valid, although it's not the correct order in his opinion. The Gemara explains that their Malchokas revolves around three phrases describing giving her to drink, the first two of which have opposing implications about the order vis-a-vis the mincha. They argue which of the two is teaching the order and which teaches something else. In a Braisa, Rabbi Akiva also takes Rabbi Shimon's position that the mincha is offered before she is given to drink, but Rashi says he does not agree that it's valid if done in the wrong order. And point number three, Rabbi Akiva taught she'im nimchach megillah v'omeres eini shosa. If the scroll is erased and she says, "I'm not drinking," ma'arin osa u'mashkin osa bal korcha, we force her and make her drink against her will. This contradicts his statement in another braisa in which Rabbi Yehuda said, "We place an iron tool in her mouth to force her to drink." But Rabbi Akiva said, "Kuman u'tzrikim el habotka, do we need anything but to test her? V'lo b'duka v'omeres, why she stands tested by refusing to drink, indicating her guilt." So we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that she is not forced to drink. The Gemara points out an internal contradiction in the braisa in which he says that she may retract until the mincha is brought, but not after, indicating we would force her at that point. The Gemara explains, Hadaka hadruba machmas resisa. This last statement is where she retracts out of trembling, meaning fear of the waters. Bahadaka hadruba machmas briyusa. And this first statement is where she retracts out of defiance. When she retracts in defiance, it's tantamount to a confession of guilt, meaning she planned to refuse all along and she does not drink no matter when she retracted. When she retracts because she became afraid and does not indicate an admission, we allow a retraction if the mincha was not offered because the scroll was not yet erased or was erased incorrectly. But after it's erased properly, we force her to drink. So once again, the three points are, number one, the third parak begins by describing the offering of the sota's mincha. Hayenota es minchas mitoch kfifa mitzvis. The husband would take her mincha from the basket of palm twigs, v'nosan tok klisharis, and he places it in the klisharis, v'nosan yadan, he places it in her hand, v'kon meniach yado metachteo umanifa, and the Kohen places his hand under hers and waves it with her. He then brings it to the southwest corner of the Mizbech, does kamitza and burns it on the Mizbech, and the remainder is eaten by the Kohanim. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yoshi of his generation, "Do not sit down until you explain this matter to me. Menayim minchas sota shetu'una tenufim. For where do we derive that a minchas sota requires waving?" The Gemara explains he was asking for the source that the owner of the mincha, in this case the woman, must wave in addition to the Kohen taught in the Pasuk. He answered that there's a gezeirah shavah linking sota and shlamim, where it states that certain parts are waved by the owner, teaching that both the owner and the Kohen must wave together, both by minchas sota and shlamim. Point number two, in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said, Hayim mashka v'achakach makri v'smichasa. He would give her the sota waras to drink and afterward offer her mincha. Rabbi Shimon said, makri v'smichasa v'achakach hayim mashka. He would offer her mincha and afterward give her to drink. Still, he said, im hishka v'achakach hikri v'smichasa kasher. If he gave her to drink and then offered her mincha, it is valid, although it's not the correct order in his opinion. The Gemara explains that their Malchokas revolves around three phrases describing giving her to drink, the first two of which have opposing implications about the order vis-a-vis the mincha. They argue which of the two is teaching the order and which teaches something else. In a Braisa, Rabbi Akiva also takes Rabbi Shimon's position that the mincha is offered before she is given to drink, but Rashi says he does not agree that it's valid if done in the wrong order. And point number three, Rabbi Akiva taught she'im nimchach megillah v'omeres eini shosa. If the scroll is erased and she says, "I'm not drinking," ma'arin osa u'mashkin osa bal korcha, we force her and make her drink against her will. This contradicts his statement in another brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda said, replace an iron tool in her mouth to force her to drink. But Rabbi Akiva said, Kuman and Srikim el Bodka, do we need anything but to test her? Velo Baduka Vomenes, why she stands tested by refusing to drink, indicating her guilt. So we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that she is not forced to drink. The Gemara points out an internal contradiction in the brisa in which he says that she may retract until the mincha is brought, but not after, indicating we would force her at that point. The Gemara explains, Hadaka Hadraba Machmas Vesisa. This last statement is where she retracts out of trembling, meaning fear of the waters. Bahadaka Hadraba Machmas Vriyusa. And this first statement is where she retracts out of defiance. When she retracts in defiance, it's tantamount to a confession of guilt, meaning she planned to refuse all along and she does not drink no matter when she retracted. When she retracts because she became afraid and does not indicate an admission, we allow a retraction if the mincha was not offered because the scroll was not yet erased or was erased incorrectly. But after it's erased properly, we force her to drink. All right, so now we get our siman daf yud tes, and her standard siman is a yot. A yot. So here goes. The Kohen on the red sota yot, who had a challenging time doing tenufa of the mincha sota together with the sota as it rolled over big waves, then tried afterwards to give her the sota waters to drink without spilling, which was especially difficult when she said she wasn't drinking after the scroll was erased. Once again, it's slow motion. The Kohen on the red sota yot. Yot. That must mean one duff. Yud tes. The Kohen on the red sota yod, who had a challenging time doing tenufa of the mincha sota together with the sota as it rolled over big waves, which reminds us, the sota's mincha is weighed by the Kohen and sota together based on the Gezer Sheva linking sota and shlami, where it states by shlami that certain parts are weighed by the owner, teaching that both the owner and the Kohen must weigh together, both by mincha sota and a shlami. So the Kohen on the red sota yod, who had a challenging time doing tenufa the mincha sota together with the sota as it rolled over big waves, then tried afterwards to give her the sota waters to drink without spilling, which reminds us, in the mission the Tanakhama said, Hayamashkev Achachav Makrivis Minchasa, he would give her the sota waters to drink and afterwards offer her mincha. Rabbi Shimon said, Makrivis Minchasa V'Achachach Hayamashke, he would offer her mincha and afterwards give her to drink. Still he said that if he gave her to drink and then offered her mincha, it's valid, although it's not the correct order in his opinion. So the Kohen on the red sota yad, who had a challenging time doing tenufa of the mincha sota together with the sota as it rolled over big waves, then tried afterwards to give her the sota waters to drink without spilling, which was especially difficult when she said she wasn't drinking after the scroll was erased, which reminds us, if the scroll was erased and she says, I'm not drinking, if she retracts in defiance, it is tantamount to a confession of guilt and she does not drink no matter when she retracted. When she retracts because she became afraid and does not indicate an admission, we allow a retraction if the mincha was not offered because the scroll was not yet erased or was erased incorrectly. But after it's erased properly, we force her to drink. So once again, the Kohen on the red sota yad, who had a challenging time doing tenufa of the mincha sota together with the sota as it rolled over big waves, then tried afterwards to give her the sota waters to drink without spilling, which was especially difficult when she said she wasn't drinking after the scroll was erased. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach hazar. Daf Tezvav. So the simur Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The huge red fruit bowl, that must be one Daf Tezvav, Tu Bishvat. The huge red fruit bowl containing the shemet and lavona, which were not brought with the minchas chota, which reminds us the minchas chota and chatas lack elements of standard karbanas such as shemet and lavona, so they should not be beautified. So the huge red fruit bowl containing the shemet and lavona, which were not brought with the minchas chota, was placed next to the earthenware vessel that looked new, and it had to have a log of water in it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hayamevi Piali Shacharis, the Kohen would bring an earthenware vial, but Nosen Lasocha Chetzi Log Mine Minakira, and put in it a half log of water from the Akira. Rav Yehuda said a revius of water was used. The Gemara brings additional lachos that it should look new and not be blackened. So the huge red fruit bowl containing the Shema and Lavona, which were not brought with the Minchas Chote, was placed next to an earthenware vessel that looked new and had half a log of water in it, that was sitting on top of some earth taken from the temple's floor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that the earth used for the sota waters must be taken from this floor space in the Heichal. Daf Tes Zayin, so the simmer Daf Tes Zayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The acrobat with the big red toes. Acrobat with big red toes? That must be on Daf Tes Zayin. Toes. The acrobat with the big red toes swinging through the air, bringing ashes for a sota, since no earth could be found, which reminds us, we have the question whether afer, ashes, can be used for the sota waters. So the acrobat with the big red toe swinging through the air, bringing ashes for a sota since no earth could be found, looked down and saw the earth of the sota visible in the water, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, shosha tzrikin shiyeru, three things must be visible. Afer sota, the earth of the sota must be visible in the water. Afer para, the ashes of the para duma must be visible in the spring water. Verok yavama, and the spittle of the yavama performing chalitza. And we have a makos where this applies also to the blood of the matzoras bird. So the acrobat with the big red toes swinging through the air, bringing ashes for a sota since no earth could be found, looked down and saw the earth of the sota visible in the water. As the cone was being rebuked for initially putting the earth in the vessel before the water, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, hikdim afer lamayim pasav, one place the earth in the vessel before the water, it is invalid. Rabbi Shimon holds it is valid based on a gezer shel between the ashes of the paraduma and the earth of a sota. Daf Yud Zayin. So the simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman. That must be more Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman in the red suit who tried to charm the elderly couple by telling them that they looked like the Shechina was between them, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva darshaned, Ish v'isha zachu Shechina b'nehem. A husband and a wife, if they are meritorious in their mutual fidelity, the Shechina is between them. The Yud and Ish and the Hey and Isha combine to Hashem's name. Well, zachu eshol chalten, if they're not meritorious, meaning that they are unfaithful to the marriage, a fire consumes them. With the Yud and Hey removed, each is left as Esh, fire. So, the used car salesman in the red suit who tried to charm the elderly couple by telling them that they looked at the Shechina was between them, while telling them to ignore the offer of an Afar all over the used car that even Avram Avinu would want to buy, which reminds us, Rava said, Mifnei ma amra Torah have Afar l'sota. Why did the Torah say, bring earth for a sota? Zachsa yotz mimenu ben ka Avram Avinu. If she's meritorious, a son like Avram Avinu will come forth from her, about whom it says, Afar ve'efar, dust and ashes. Ozaksa taksu lafar, if she's not meritorious, she will return to her dust when she drinks the waters. He also darshan as a reward for Avram Avinu saying, Vanoki afar ve'efar, I'm dust and ashes. Zachu banu ve'beis mitzvahs, efar para ve'afar sota. His descendants merited two mitzvahs, ashes of the paraduma and the earth of a sota. So, the used car salesman in the red suit who tried to charm the elderly couple by telling them that they looked at the Shechina was between them, while telling them to ignore the afar ve'efar all over the used car that even Avram Avinu would want to buy, pulled out a sales contract that looked like a safer and proceeded to fill it in with erasable ink, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that the sota scroll must be written on parchment because the Torah calls it a sefer. It must be written with dio, ink, because the Torah says umacha, and he shall erase, requiring ksav shiyachol imchos, a writing which can be erased. Additional requirements for writing the sota scroll are brought. Daf Yud Ches, so the simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The kala standing under the red sota chuppah, chuppah, that must be more in Daf Yud Ches. The kala standing on the red sota chuppah was shocked when she was presented with two scrolls erased into one cup, which reminds us, Rav inquired, Kasa beis megillas l'shtei sotos, machakan l'toch kos echad. If he wrote two sota scrolls for two women and erased them into a single cup, what is the halacha? Ksiva l'shma be'inan v'ha'ika is only writing for her sacred card? And there is, in this case, odilma be'inan nami machika l'shma, or perhaps erasing for her sake is also required, and in this case it is not. So the kala standing under the red sota chuppah was shocked when she was presented with two scrolls erased into one cup. And then the rabbi told her to respond amen, amen to an oath, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Amahi omers amen, amen. To what is she saying? Amen, amen, the double term. Amen al ha'ala, amen al ha'shavua. She is saying amen to accept the curse and amen to accept the oath. Furthermore, she is saying amen regarding this man, about whom she was warned not to be secluded with, and amen regarding another man, and amen that I did not stray while on arusa, nesua, while waiting for a yavam, or while married through yibum. The ability to force an oath beyond its original cause is called the Gilgal Shvuah, literally rolling of an oath. So the kala standing under the red sota chuppah was shocked when she was presented with two scrolls erased into one cup. And then the rabbi told her to respond amen, amen to an oath, and swear that she did not have relations as Oshemer's Yavam, which would forbid her to her Yavam. Which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna said, Oshemer's Yavam who had relations with another man is forbidden to her Yavam. He proves it from our Mishnah, which teaches that the sota swears that she did not have relations as Oshemer's Yavam. If such relations would not prohibit her to the Yavam, she wouldn't swear about it, since the Mishnah taught that she only swears about relations which prohibit her to her husband. Still, in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Leis Hilchas Hak Rav Hamnuna, the halacha does not accord with Rav Hamnuna. The Gemara deflects the proof from the Mishnah because it's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva who holds, in Kedushin Tosfin B'chai V'lavin. Kedushin are not effective with those prohibited by negative commandments. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of you learned that the sota scroll must be written with erasable ink? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number two. Which definitely when Rav Hamnuna said, Oshemer's Yavam who had relations with another man is forbidden to a Yavam. That's on Dav. Yud Ches. Good. Number three. Which Dav to be Melchokas? Whether the Mesota are valid if one placed the earth in the Kli before the water. That's on Dav. Tezayin. Good. Number four. Which Dav do we discuss when we force a Sota to drink if she refuses to drink after the scroll was erased? That's on Dav. Yud Tes. Good. Number five. Which Dav do we discuss what the Sota is saying Amen, Amen for? That's on Dav. Yud Ches. Good. Number six. Which Dav do we have a Machlokes if the Mincha is brought before or after she drinks? That's on Dav. Yud Tes. Good. Number seven. Which Dav do we learn that we should mimic Hashem's Midos? Just as he is Malbi Shalumim, so should we. That's on Dav. Yud Dalet. Good. Number eight. Which Dav do we learn that the Kohen does Tanufa of the Mincha Sota with the Sota? That's on Dav. Yud Tes. Good. Number nine. Which Dav do we discuss what the halacha is if one wrote two Sota scrolls for two women and erased them into a single cup? That's on Dav. Yud Ches. Good. And number 10, which Dav do we learn that earth is brought for a Sota? For if she is Zocha, she'll have a son like Avraham Avinu who said, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. And if she's not Zocha, she'll return to the dust. That's on Dav. Yud Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.